Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What makes a rivalry? Do you need big games? Do you need big moments? Do you need some bad blood that sends that rivalry on its course for years to come? West Virginia fans know about possibly some bad blood. Or is simply playing each other a lot and sharing some geography enough? Well, that's the debate on if West Virginia and Maryland is a rivalry at all. And on this episode of Mic Drop here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and WV Sports Now, I'm your host, Mike Oste, and I'm here to tell you that West Virginia and Maryland, it's not a rivalry. I don't want to ruin your fun, but West Virginia and Maryland, this game, this matchup, is not a true rivalry. Now, I get maybe it's a big game this year, maybe it's a big game during the 2021 season simply because it's the first one for these two teams, so they both want to win it. But when has it been a big game before? Now, before you quickly comment, because feel free down below and go nuts, I know they played in a bowl game. I know they played in that Gator Bowl in January of 2004. I know they both were trading off that top 25 ranking and trying to squeeze themselves in there. And I know Maryland beat down the Mountaineers. I know some WVU fans before that Pat White, Steve Slayton era really got going, had a bitter taste in your mouth and loved beating up on Maryland in later games because of that. Okay, that's a big game because it's a postseason game. It's a bowl game. But it wasn't a big game that was scheduled. It wasn't a big game that was on the regular season map. And it meant nothing to that regular season because they didn't meet in the regular season. They met in a bowl game. It maybe meant something to that year. But if you have one big game in the history of a rivalry that at one point went on for almost three decades, as they played every year from 1980 to 2007, okay, not being in the same conference, not really having it matter for a postseason, for a bowl game, for a ranking, for a division title, a conference title. Never was that game a big deal. Even some out-of-conference games have mattered throughout the history of programs, but not really that game. Not West Virginia, Maryland. Yeah, they had the bowl game, and I get a bitter taste. But wouldn't you have felt the same way if West Virginia lost that way to a team that they were trying to jump ahead in rankings and in that important year and trying to ascend to what the program became and has now become? Wouldn't you have felt that way if they lost to anyone? Is it really different they lost to Maryland? What if they lost to Michigan State? Or what if they lost to Arizona State? Or any other program in the country that maybe was similar to them at that point? Or in general? Would you have felt the same way? Wouldn't you have felt, we're getting beat down. We should have this game be closer. We want to be ranked ahead of them. We want to have this do this for us. We don't want to have this moment be poor. And then, of course, you maybe would want to beat that team down later. But it's not because you're going into the game. There was no going into the game, oh, man, this is the Maryland-West Virginia rivalry. Okay? If you play Pitt in a bowl game, sure. Obviously, even if you're not in the same conference, and I get there's geography there, but there's a moment, there's bad blood, there's a reason, there's trading off personnel, there's fans that live in each other's location, mostly West Virginia fans living in Pittsburgh, then the reverse, West Virginia fans filtering in that stadium. And yeah, there's some WVU fans certainly in the DMV area, which certainly that major college program, I guess, would be Maryland. But they're West Virginia fans all over the country. So if we're going to go at that, then West Virginia has a lot more rivalries than people want to give them credit. Because a lot of West Virginia fans complain there's not enough rivalries. And that's the issue with being in the Big 12. And those conference realignment shows are on this channel. So feel free. And then West Virginia Sports Now section, the mic drop section, I'm not going to go into it here. But My thoughts, all there, multiple shows. And I get the angst about the last 10 years of the Big 12. You're losing some rivalries. Geography's not there. You want to have somewhat of geography be involved. You want to have a geographic connection. That's why West Virginia fans want to be in the ACC. You'll get back some of that. I get all of that. I get wanting to have a rivalry, but I don't get forcing one. There's one big game. One big game in the history of this rivalry, and it's a bowl game. They accidentally almost were paired in. And it would have been that same way. It would have felt that same way. It would have sucked just as much, 41-7, I believe the score was. That would have sucked just as much against any team. It would have sucked more if it was Pitt. Maybe Virginia Tech, and now they're not in the same. But again, there were big moments. There were bad blood at times. The big upset over Miami, if you want to go back further. They, at that time, were sharing a conference with them. So again, you're looking at teams in terms of now out of conference rivalries that you may still feel bad blood to as a West Virginia fan. They shared a conference with Pitt, tons of big moments. I don't even have to go on and on. Obviously a rivalry. They shared a conference at one point with Virginia Tech. So at least they had that. At least at one point they're sharing a conference. I don't really think Penn State West Virginia is a current rivalry. So if you want me to get ready with that show when they play in the future, I could certainly do that. That's the past. Maybe it was briefly, but it's not now. They haven't played each other in so long. And again, no conference tie. But West Virginia and Maryland, they're trying to bring this back. They're trying to sell it as a rivalry. And they played each other for so many years in a row. But no big games, no moments. The one, you got the one bowl game, but you would have had that same taste in your mouth. It would have sucked just the same against anybody. It's not like if Maryland wins the national title, West Virginia fans are going to sit there and say, anybody but them. No, maybe a certain section of the state, because I heard this from some colleagues. Sure, I get it. It has a name. That's an argument in your favor, saying it's a rivalry, Battle of the Potomac. Okay, anybody there geographically, anywhere in certain parts of the panhandle, I get maybe hating Maryland. Because maybe Maryland to you is what, say, Pitt is to West Virginia fans growing up closer to Morgantown, or certainly West Virginia fans in Pittsburgh. In Western Pennsylvania, all of that exists. That makes more sense. Maybe you have the geographic connection. But separate from not having big games and big moments and only the one in all those years, again, West Virginia leading the all-time rivalry 28-22-2 going into this 2021 game. They played all the way back to 1919 during the Black Sox scandal is when this rivalry started. Okay? There's years. There's history. There's a lot of games. But is that enough? No. Not for me. Is geography enough by itself? No. You need bad blood. You need some moments. You need something more. You need more than the one bowl game. You need games to matter in a regular season, okay? You need something to occur that matters. Not a beatdown, because that was even that one big game's a beatdown. There's no moments there. You knew right away this wasn't going to work out, okay? You need something else to make it a rivalry, especially to carry it on after not playing. They play in 2007. They then play in 2015. West Virginia smacks around Maryland. WVU gets the beat down there. That game not close and hasn't played since then. So again, with a lack of continuity, when you're only relying on geography for a minority of the fan base, it's hard to make it a rivalry. And the other issue is, even in, if you want to point to and argue a bowl game, maybe one other are big games in the history of the rivalry, they're beatdowns. They're blowouts. You need some close games. You need some back and forth. You need some teams to be good at the same year. You need those games to matter, not switching off and one team good here, one team good there, and really it being lopsided to West Virginia except for that Gator Bowl, at least in recent memory. But again, recent memory is not that much because they hadn't played that much winning the last game again for WVU. But again, I don't see this as a rivalry. And maybe if I grew up in a certain area, but here's my problem. If you need to have grown up in a certain area, if you need a certain section of the geography to matter to you, if you need a moment that happened at a stadium to you personally, which I also heard from a colleague, which could happen against any fan base, of course. It's not a rivalry overall. It's not a rivalry the programs can sell. It's not a rivalry the current students, I'll ask you this too, the current students attending now, West Virginia University and Maryland, the University of Maryland, tell me they care about this game. Unless they lived in those areas. They don't. Unless they're growing up in that one little section of West Virginia that's closer to Maryland than, say, Pitt or anywhere else. Maybe then. But you're growing up without having the game been played. They went through high school without having the game been played. Okay? Multiple sections of that. We're talking freshman to senior going through high school without having the game. So really, are you caring about it when you're 8 years old? I mean, think about that. What are you really remembering? Yeah, you can learn it from your father, grandfather, mother, grandmother. But come on, older brother maybe? It's your older brother's rivalry. Is it yours? If it was in the past, which I don't even think this was ever a rivalry in the past, I think it was always forced upon. It's always individualized. It's always to a certain section of the fan base. It's a minority rivalry. Do Maryland fans care about this rivalry as much as West Virginia fans? Are they debating up a storm on Twitter? Because basically I didn't see the debate publicly. I had several of them privately tell me it's not a rivalry. Thanks for saying that on the West Virginia perspective, because we're sick of hearing West Virginia fans say it is a rivalry and we don't think this is one. So they were surprised, somebody from the other perspective, I'm a WVU alum, covering the team, would say it's not one, but I'm going to tell it like it is. That's all I heard. They didn't want to go out in that limb publicly, but there's not debates going on up and down. Only West Virginia fans want to cling to this thing. Maybe because they want to have rivalries. I get it, but you don't need to force one. So again, a lack of big games, a lack of big moments, really no big moments, even if you give me the one big game. No close games that anyone can remember. Nothing for any of the current students, freshman to senior. We're looking at super senior too. Okay, throw grad students in. The game hasn't been played in a while now. Back in 2015, so now we're maybe some of those. You're getting a grad student, maybe okay. But prior to that, it was a while. And yeah, they played so many years in a row, 1980, 2007, all those years. They played all those years in a row. But no conference affiliation. Never did the game matter to get you into a conference championship game or win you a conference, win you a division, or send you on a course to do something in that season. Again, the one bowl game is all you got. There's no moment, though, either. There's no reason for bad blood. And my problem is that, yes, I get it for individuals. So if you as an individual have some issue, you as an individual group in some area, okay, it can be a rivalry for you. I'm not telling you how to be a fan. You can hate whatever team or any player you want. I grew up hating certain players. Other people might have loved those players or teams. You can individualize things, sure. But you can't get mad or then force it on the masses. So my problem is here, and the point of this show, is to simply say West Virginia, Maryland, it's a cool game. I get playing it. I get the geography. I like the name, the Battle of the Potomac. I do have even a book written, which, again, I don't know why. What are you writing for all those pages? Nothing major, because that book was prior to the Gator Bowl. So what are you writing? 1999, what the hell did you put in that book? Okay, that really, really mattered. Nothing. Nothing happened prior to that that would really have mattered to be in that book. I'm about to write a book on why it's not a rivalry. Publish me. It'll be more entertaining, I'll tell you that. So I like the name again. That's cool. Not every rivalry has names. If you have something, I maybe can support that. I want to keep that going. I get the reason why you play even out of conference, because you're both similar programs. Maybe West Virginia a little bit above in terms of success, certainly a top 15 win program historically, not the case for Maryland. And if they played in basketball, Maryland would have that edge historically, at least for the national title. Maybe not. West Virginia, the recent Final Four, maybe that's a wash too. But on the football field, West Virginia, I would say, has the edge. But a lot of the time, people may say similar programs, similar athletic departments, similar money coming in, similar parts of the country. Maybe Maryland thinks they should be more of what West Virginia's been over the last 20 years. Maybe they could argue conferences, different conferences, not having that same affiliation. Okay. If you think they're similar programs, okay. Go ahead and play the game. It's a winnable game for the Mountaineers from that perspective. Maybe even it's a winnable game for Maryland. And maybe for Maryland, it's even better to play it, because maybe Maryland gets a chance to beat a normally ranked team, you would figure. And that would be good for them. Those are few and far between often for Maryland. And if they lose, maybe they're expected to lose. This is a game at home, so we'll see what happens. But West Virginia, okay, maybe it's an okay win. It's nothing to storm the field. But it's also not like, say, if you lost to Marshall, which I will give you, by the way, I did pass shows on this. While I don't think West Virginia should play Marshall because they gain nothing from the game and Marshall gains everything, so they have everything to lose and nothing to gain for West Virginia in that game. It's a one-sided rivalry. It is a rivalry. At least the majority of the fans from West Virginia and the majority of the fans are from West Virginia. I get it, despite other locations having a lot of fans, of course, Pittsburgh being one. That's a rivalry. So I think the game sucks to play. I don't think there's a point of playing it. I did a whole past show on this. I'm not going to go into it here. But I can't deny it being a rivalry. But West Virginia, Maryland, again, they don't have the majority of fans. So while you're lacking moments, while you're lacking big games, maybe there's some more bad blood, West Virginia, Marshall. Certainly there's no bad blood, West Virginia and Maryland, really, for the majority of the fan base. The problem for me is it's individualized. It's a certain section of the fan base, or like one of my best friends, WU alum, undergrad, Maryland grad school. I mean, of course you're going to have that connection. Grew up in Weirton, West Virginia, has the Pittsburgh connection, going around that area, ends up living in the DMV, going to grad school in Maryland, back and forth, goes to the game a bunch. I get it. It's a rivalry for you. It's a rivalry for you, George Gerbo. I get it. But is it a rivalry for the majority of West Virginia fans? Is it a rivalry for the majority of Maryland fans? Let me flip it, because if only one fan base hates the other, if there's only a rivalry to one fan base, it means nothing overall. So again, I threw the poll up on the site. You guys can debate this all day. Throw it in the comment section below. Feel free to comment below. I will go at you. I do it all the time. I will reply back to these comments, and we keep it respectable here. You can also find me on Twitter, of course, at MikeOsti11 over there, and tweet me up a storm there. Throw me some more book covers of the Battle of Potomac if you want. But again, you're not going to change my mind on this one, I don't think. So try it. Change my mind. West Virginia, Maryland, not a rivalry. Not enough bad blood. None really at all. No big game that mattered. No close game that mattered. No big moment in big games. Is playing it a lot throughout history? Is having geography that you can share? Is having a name enough by itself? I say no. I say even if it was in the past, it's not now. I get playing the game. I get the recruiting aspect of the game. And it's nice for West Virginia to have a game that's relatively close by with the current conference they're in and the Big 12 travel schedule. But I'm sorry. I don't want to rain in the parade here. I don't want to do it. I don't want to ruin your fun. But West Virginia, Maryland, I love college football rivalries. Love college rivalries. They're the best around. But West Virginia, Maryland, not a rivalry. Not really a rivalry. Certainly not a true rivalry in any sense of the word. Hit that subscribe button. So bottom of the video, if you like what you see, like what you hear, either way, do it anyway, because you also can find the rest of the content on this channel. Anytime we upload anything that gets released, as well as go live, when we release it, when it goes live, you get a notification right here. Thanks for subscribing. It's free to do so. Thanks to our sponsors. Hit us up all throughout the Pittsburgh Sports Now family of networks. Of course, WV Sports Now. Find them at WVSportsNow.com for all our coverage, including my post-game shows throughout the season. Also at WV Sports Now on Twitter, at PGH Sports Live on Twitter, and again, at MikeOsti11 for me on Twitter. So I'm sorry to do this. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm more of a truth teller. I wish it was, okay? I just can't give it to you. West Virginia, Maryland, I get playing the game. West Virginia, Maryland, though, not a rivalry.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.